Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. Dave Allen had to take the day off today, and we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Thursday, May 5th, 2022. Hi, Butch.
Hello. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Hi. Same to you. And I'll tell you what, since you're here on Fridays, I keep thinking today is Friday.
I know. I know she had this thing.
So I might not show up tomorrow because I'll be thinking tomorrow's Saturday or tomorrow's program.
Well, whatever excuse you want to use, that'd be all right.
Friday?
So what's going on in your world today?
What a day. You know, yesterday you had the big increase in the paper markets today, and the Dow today tumbled more than 1,300 points. It has since come back. The NASDAQ was down over 6% for the day. It's come back at least 1%. And all 100, I think, if I remember correctly, the S&P heading toward its worst session since June of 2020. 97% of its companies have moved lower.
Wow.
The NASDAQ 100 was on track for one of its sharpest U-turns ever. It plunged 6%, wiping out its post-Fed gains. We had a sell-off at long-end treasuries, pushing the 10-year yield above 3%. Which gave the dollar some strength. And it was an incredible day. Gold was stronger. It did reverse as all of this is going on throughout the day. But I expect that we would see, and we're going to have this. You're going to have this. Bitcoin, I think, fell over 11%. So there's your safe haven, ladies and gentlemen. Brother. Gold today, we had a high of 1911, and right now we're hanging around the 1880 level, down 380. Silver is down 50 cents at $22.56. Platinum was down 10 at 990. Palladium was down 78, 3.5%, 2,264. So of all the ones that are on the downside today, hey, guess what? Gold did the best. Thank you very much. The USDX today was up almost a full point, 0.99 at 103.50. Crude oil was up another 54 cents at 108. Paper markets today still settling out a little bit, but still the worst day since 2020 on the Dow, 1,000 points, 1,063 to be exact, to 32,997. The S&P was down a little over 3.5%, 4,146. That's down 153. The NASDAQ is hovering at 5% to the downside, 647 points, 12,317. Shanghai was the only one that was positive. In Asia, Europe, the FTSE was the only one that was positive, but their markets. I thought I saw the EU maybe it was the OK. I thought they raised their rates to 1%. So if that happened today, I would expect the European markets to pretty much follow suit. 10-year yield, 3.03%, up 0.122. Oil, natural gas is up 4%. 8.75, up 4%. So, let's see. So there was all kinds of things. It was the tech sell-off. Cloud and e-commerce stocks were among the biggest losers today. Disappointing earnings reports, and of course after the interest rates from Powell yesterday. Big tech also got hammered, led by a plunge in shares of Amazon and Facebook parent Meta. And they each dropped 7%. Google, Parent, Alphabet, Microsoft, and Apple all fell about 5%. And let's see if there's anything else. Shopify, e-commerce, it ballooned during the pandemic. That stock tumbled 15%.
Wow.
eBay, Etsy also suffered double-digit drops following their earnings reports. And so, yeah, with the inflation, threat of rising rates, that's certainly going to put a little bit of a damper on things. The first quarter of this year was the worst period for the NASDAQ since the same period in 2020. The index fell 9.1% in the first 3 months of the year. And already, less than halfway through the second quarter, the NASDAQ is already down another 13%. So there you go, folks. But, you know, you still hear, well, you know, it'll come back. It'll come back. Netflix, Zoom, Peloton, Twilio, they're each down more than 60% over the past year. And you don't hear anybody talking about these things, do you, though? Heck no.
Don't want to,
everybody focuses on the Dow. So how many of you are really tech-heavy in your retirement accounts? Everybody focuses on the Dow. Everybody focuses on, you know, the NASDAQ. Everybody focuses on the S&P, and not so much for some other things. Let's see if I can find out. I know the Bitcoin got hammered. Let's see if there's anything. Bitcoin dropped the most since January. The largest digital currency fell as much as 11%. Ether slumped as much as 8.7%. Avalanche and Solana, they were down as much as 15 and 11% respectively. So, I mean, these markets are still digesting what this impact of this tighter monetary policy is going to have on all of these paper assets and even the crypto, the attachment to the U.S. stocks. You know, it's not a safe haven. I mean, I don't know why anybody would ever, but that's how they pitched it. It's better than gold as a safe haven. No, it isn't. So we still have to remain to see how this is going to follow out, but it's not going to be pretty. And we're going to have ups and downs. You might have an up day tomorrow, to come back from a 1,300 point drop. But, Butch, you know, things are not looking well in the land.
No, they're not.
Mortgage rates, 5.27%. That's the highest since 2009. So you may as well wipe out that, you know, mortgage housing prices were going to drop like a tank. You know? But we're still going to have inflation. That's not going to affect inflation. You know, and then you're going to look to see what's going to happen overseas, how that's going to trickle down. German and French factories, they're being killed by the war and the China lockdowns. Nobody talks about these things. Wheat climbs as damaged U.S. and India crops. Threatening more supplies. And, I saw someone talking about, this was the Brazil, the one that expects to be the winner in their elections down there. I can't recall his name. But he says, it's just not Russia to blame for the war in Ukraine. You have Zelensky. He's out there like he's a movie star or something.
Yep.
You know, going around touting everything instead of doing what he needs to do to end it. Biden didn't do what he was could have done, could have, should have. No one's communicated with Russia except slap on sanctions that we know about. You say, oh, so they want this war. And it's a terrible thing, and we're going to get it. I mean,
it is terrible. It's just hard for me to imagine that anyone now would want to go to war for any reason. I mean, especially in this, with the capabilities the so many nations have now to really do a foolish thing and start a war that will pretty much wipe out civilization as we know it. So I don't know. I just step back and watch this happen and unwind, and I see it happening. I don't like to think about it, but I see it happening, so I can't deny it. I mean, I covered this yesterday on the program. Even the Pope said that we moved Russia into this war by wanting to get Ukraine to join NATO. I mean, he's finally come to some common sense information and said we kind of pushed the war. And we did.
We did.
But, you know, as
ever since 2014, absolutely.
Absolutely we have. And I think Putin has showed a lot of restraint for a long time. I truly do.
And by us saying this, Lane.
No. Yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
By us saying this doesn't mean that we condone what he's doing.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not
pro-Putin. That's what people think.
Yeah,
you know,
when I talk to
people about this, all they can think of is, you know, how bad Putin is. But when you try to talk to him and say, hey, they think that you're supporting him. No.
No, it's no more than I supported Trump or Biden. If they did something right, I'd say they did something right. Putin did something. He restrained himself. He did something right for a long time. So I give him credit for that. I give credit for credit's due. You know, that's just the way it is. But I'm watching the worldwide situation, economically especially, and economics have always been a good reason for war, have they not, Melody?
Everyone I can remember.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I've read this. I'll start with this because I think it's really huge. Inflation surged to 70% in Turkey. 70% on higher energy prices and weakening lira. A 70% increase. Said the consumer price was driven by an annual 105.9% increase in transportation and 89.1% jump in food and non-alcoholic drink prices. The data show how furnishings and household equipment jumped 77.64%. So everything from transportation to food and drinks to household equipment jumped up. Well, the lowest one was household equipment jumped 77.64%. How long can a society sustain those prices and maintain income normalcy? Obviously, they can't. Said supermarkets are raising prices weekly. Well, it's happening here too. It's happening right here too right now, Melody. Prices on food go up weekly on some items. They are going up tremendously. But so far, we don't admit to 70%. But Melody, if I heard right, I think last month inflation rate was 8.5%. Is that right? In March, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. You multiply that times 12.
Well, that's
what
they claim, but it's much
that's
higher.
That's what they claim. But let's just say it is 8%. Times 12 months, that's a lot of increase, isn't it?
Certainly is.
So, but people, you have to understand, this is for real and this is serious. I mean, the markets are showing some unrest, and I'm amazed. I'm totally amazed how they've sustained it for so long. So, a 1,000-point drop is huge, but when you're up to 34,000, basically, it's huge, but it's not that huge. Now, if it dropped 10,000 or 20,000, which it probably will, we're going to see something different then. Anything you want to add to that, Melody?
I mean, when you think about what the Fed did, this was the largest rate hike in 22 years.
Yeah.
22 years. And he's going to do it again.
Yep, it's
and
not
again,
over yet. It's not
and
over
again.
Yet.
Mortgage rates. Where do you think they're going to be on the next, 50 basis points? Personally, I don't think he'll do it because I think this you might do it one more time, but by then I think this economy will be in such a deep recession, and maybe the real numbers on inflation will come out, and they're done. They've been between a rock and a hard place for a long time.
But they were able to cover it up. I don't think this time is fixable, like it had been in the past. I don't think it's fixable. I may be wrong. They may pull another rabbit out of the hat.
It wasn't
but I
fixed.
Don't see it
they
happening.
Never fixed it in the past. They were only able to create the illusion that it was fixed because things were never fixed.
No, they just kicked can down the road. What they did. Yes, I agree.
They did.
I totally agree.
So, I mean, this isn't, you know, we've been talking about this for years and years and years and years. It was the Bank of England that raised their rates to 1%. You know, and they're on a recession basis. And tomorrow we get the jobless non-farm payrolls tomorrow.
And by the way, jobless rate is going up.
Yeah.
It's going up.
The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits increased more than expected. They rose 19,200 for the week. Everybody was kind of predicting about 180.
That's a big difference.
Nothing drastic, nothing major, but it's the beginning.
Well, I'm anxious and a little bit concerned to see what happens with the raising rates. I just want to see... This could put us in a recession overnight, basically, if it hits like it could hit. With everything that's already happening, it wouldn't take much to tip the scales totally over the other side, would it?
I didn't have a chance to read his statements. But I think the thing that he didn't say, because I haven't heard him say, is that they would be accommodative if needed. You know, so he really is addressing the inflation, and they think that they're going to be able to do it, but we'll see. I mean, they're expecting the non-farm payrolls tomorrow to increase by almost 400,000, but we'll see. Maybe they'll get another month or two out of it. Who knows?
This is the worst it's ever been, obviously, that I can remember, and I'm not a money expert, but I've followed for quite a while off and on with the little limited knowledge I have. I think this is the worst. I know this is the highest inflation that I remember seeing in my lifetime. I know back in the 70s, energy prices went through the roof. They did. But I don't remember anything else going up as quickly as other things have in my lifetime. Maybe I'm wrong, but we'll see.
But what is hereby real quick is the music, and we're heading into a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. You can also listen to these programs. They are on there archived, and you can listen live at the very top of the page. And so just click on the button at 4 o'clock, and you should be able to hear the program live. And so pricing, there's still delays on everything. I haven't really – gold's available. No delays on those. Maple leaves are 2 weeks out. I don't know what the Canadian government is doing up there, but who knows. But they're running slow. Silver – Krugerrand and silvers are only 2 weeks out, and they're probably of the fastest delivery. They're the least expensive too. Silver Eagles, they're 4 weeks out. I can get you full boxes of backdated Silver Eagles, dates of our choice. Those are live. It's just the new one, so who knows what these mints are doing. So if you want some backdated Silver Eagles, can save you about $1 per ounce. Let's see if there's anything else in there. 90% silver is live. Still less expensive than the Silver Eagles, but the premium is big for silver, for what it is, 90% silver. But it certainly does have a place in your portfolio holding 90% silver. 1 ounce silver rounds, they're basically the same price as 100 ounce bars and 10 ounce bars, so you're better off buying the 1 ounce rounds all day long. And let's see, that's pretty much a recap on the precious metals for prices. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And you know, India is having a heat wave, 115 degrees, a power crisis in India that's delivering hours-long blackouts, halting manufacturing lines and triggering street protests, is forecast to continue for months. Well, there's just another country.
Wow.
That is having issues that's affecting their economy. They're manufacturing lines. So
gee,
just another area that's being impacted by everything that is going on. And they use coal for their energy system. And it's coal-dominated energy system. So...
Yeah, you know, I guess there's no shortage of coal, so I guess it just means they can't produce enough fast enough with their limited manufacturing, I guess, capabilities.
They're shrinking. The stockpiles are shrinking at power plants. Stockpiles shrink at power plants, and fuel imports falter on prices that surged since the war in Ukraine.
Yes. Well, coal went through the roof even here in West Virginia. I mean, it's $100 a ton in some places. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a sign of the times. Speaking of sign of the times, this is food banks. Now, food banks have done a great service to a lot of people a long time. Food bank demand soars as inflation crushes working poor. Now, I'm going to read this because this is so, these numbers are astronomical. The highest inflation prints in four decades have forced some Americans to flood food banks and pantries. WSJ reports that Forgotten Harvest in Detroit experienced a dramatic increase in demand. Since December, demand at the food bank has increased from 25 to 45%. In March alone, when energy and food prices soared, demand jumped 30% over the prior month. Christopher Ivey, a spokesman for the Detroit Food Bank, said the need is growing quickly as gas prices continue to rise. As you know, there are shortages in the grocery store and the cost of commodities goods are going up and up and up, Ivey said, adding to this is putting pressure on the food bank. The hunger crisis is countrywide. With a network of 200 food banks and 60,000 food pantries and meal programs, Feeding America published new data, now listen to this, Melody, found that demand for its food assistance in February increased in nearly every food bank, 85%. Isn't that amazing? That was a 20% increase versus January numbers. So you will continue to see folks come into food banks who are seniors, who are undocumented individuals and persons who suffer from disabilities. But you're also seeing folks who are just kind of trying to cobble together jobs who may suffer from chronic and persistent unemployment. And even those, I'm going to tell you, those who sometimes are working full-time, LD, in other words, they call it the working poor, they're going to increase too. I've never, by the grace of God in my life, ever had to go ask for food or got food stamps. I've always had plenty to eat. I didn't say I didn't qualify for them. I didn't say that. I qualified for them before, income-wise. But I never got them because I always had plenty of food to eat. There may come a time where even folks like myself may have to go to food banks and hopefully hold out just to keep food in the pantry. That's something that we seriously need to look at because this is actually increasing. I mean, in February, increased in nearly every food bank, 85%. That is absolutely huge. You got any comments on that?
No.
I mean, you have to start feeling a pinch, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And worker output, this kind of shocked me. Worker output fell 7.5% in the first quarter, the biggest decline since 1947. Worker productivity failed to start 2022 at the fastest pace in nearly 75 years, while labor costs soared as the U.S. struggled with surging COVID cases, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported on Thursday. Non-farm productivity, a measure of output against hours worked, declined 7.5% from January through March, the biggest fall since the third quarter of 1947. At the same time, unit labor costs soared 11.6%, bringing the increase over the past four quarters to 7.2%, the biggest gain since the third quarter of 1982. The metric calculates how much employers pay workers in salary and benefits per unit of output. Wall Street already has been looking for a 5.2% drop in productivity and an increase of 10.5% in unit labor costs. On a four-quarter basis, productivity fell 0.6%, the biggest decline the fourth quarter since 1993. Taken together, the numbers underline the inflation surge in the U.S., which has been prices rise at the fastest level in more than 40 years. Federal Reserve officials on Wednesday announced they would be raising interest rates half a percentage point as part of the ongoing effort to control inflation. So not only is inflation going up and cost of labor going up, but worker output is dropped. Wow. Something to think about.
Yes, it has.
Something to think about. And consumer good giants, Clorox, slices profit outlook, signals further price hikes. Clorox shares shipment pre-market Tuesday after the maker of disinfectant wipes and other consumer goods cut its full-year gross margin outlook due to inflationary troubles on Monday. The company plans to hike prices on various products through the summer. They have to. They will not work without a profit. All that comes back down to is, we're going to pay it. It's just that easy. And Kellogg raises sales forecasts as price increase counters strike impact. This is, folks, this is you and I hurting. This is what it means. Out of Reuters, Kellogg's company raised its 2022 forecast on Thursday, banking more price increases to help counter the impact of supply shortages stemming from the worker strike at the company's U.S. plants last year and the war in Ukraine. Shares of the Michigan-based company rose 4% after it also beat first quarter profits estimates. Costs from freight and ingredients such as wheat, corn, and edible oils have surged in the last year due to pandemic-induced disruptions to the global supply chain, forcing the packaged food industry to raise prices to cushion the hit to the profit margins. Kellogg, which also makes Pringles and Eggo waffles, said it was increasing the pace of price hikes if pushes to consumers at cost soar, was expecting demand for some cereals to slow as surging global inflation bites into the spending power. So they are increasing the pace of price hikes, building. What's that boil down to really mean then? We're going to pay for it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So, and folks, hang in there. It's coming. Shell posts record quarterly profit. Lifted by energy price surge. Duh. Shell adjusted earnings hit $9.1 billion. Results boosted by strong oil and gas trading. I have to ask the question. If they're hitting record highs, and we're having a hard time buying gasoline because prices down here where I am right now has hit a record high in West Virginia, where I live, at $4.15 a gallon. But they're getting record profits out of it. Are they hurting because their prices went up, or are they just gouging us?
I'll give you three guesses.
The first two don't count. This is common sense.
I know.
They're making more profits than ever. We're paying more money than ever, but they can't justify that they made more money than ever because that means they raised their prices more than they had to cover the difference. So the consumer gets soaked again. Don't get me started on that. It makes me kind of angry. Every time I pour in the gas pumps, it takes $30 now to do what I did on $20 not just a couple weeks ago. Anything you want to add to that?
No, just fill it up at every quarter. It doesn't feel so bad. It only costs $25 instead of $100.
Well, just fill it up. Just start filling up like once every 3 months, right? That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
And Moderna, bless her heart, blows out first quarter earnings expectations, triples COVID vaccine sales. Bless their heart. Moderna sold 5.9 billion of its COVID vaccine in the first quarter, blowing out revenue and profit expectations. The biotech company shares soared by more than 7% in pre-market trading Wednesday before falling. Its stock was down modestly this afternoon trading. Moderna maintained its full-year guidance of 21 billion in COVID vaccine sales. Wow. Now, they weren't in it for the money. You know that. That's just coincidence. They were really trying to help us. They weren't in for the money at all. So that's, that they were there actually trying to help the people get over being sick. That they made a record sale, big deal. No big deal. They earned it. They kept us healthy. Any comments on that, Melody?
No, now I've been hearing, they're going to introduce the COVID shot right along with the flu shot every year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Every year.
Yeah. And Rivian to get $1.5 billion in public incentives for Georgia plant. It's by far the largest incentive package Georgia has ever offered to a company investing in the state. Now, folks, this, what I'm going to read to you, is going to be pushed on us, whether you want or not. I promise you that the internal combustion engine automobiles are going to be a thing of the past, and it's not going to be decades in the future. It's going to be a few years in the future. You mark my words, it's coming a time that they're going to give you a little bit of grace period to trade your gas car in for electric car. Because if you don't, your gas car is going to be worth nothing, and probably buying fuel for it will be so expensive you can't afford to do it. Now, Mel, do you think they do that to us?
No.
No,
really?
I don't think so. Not even. I just made that up. I'm going to start writing science fiction movies because I make all this stuff up. Electric vehicle startup Rivian Automotive will receive a total of $1.5 billion in state and local incentives and tax credits for the new EV plant it plans to build in Georgia, according to documents the company and state signed on May 2nd. This is by far the biggest incentive package Georgia has ever offered to a company, with Georgia Economic Development Commissioner Pat Wilson describing the size of the package as being appropriate for the largest single industrial announcement in Georgia's history. The automaker and Georgia's Department of Economic Development noted that that the $5 billion plant is expected to employ 7,500 people by 2028. The average annual salary will be $56,000, and all employees will also receive equity in Rivian. The two parties also estimate that the new plant will create 7,978 additional indirect jobs. These 15,478 jobs are expected to generate over $1 billion in labor income annually. So, we're going to be forced out of our automobiles that run on gasoline, forced into electric cars that none of us going to be able to afford to maintain. The battery pack alone right now see if I have something different, is $25,000 for one of these things. That's more than I can afford to pay for a car right now, period. But for a little while, they'll give you a grace period to trade your gas car in for an electric car. And after that, folks, you're going to be stuck with a dead horse. They'll probably quit selling you gasoline for it unless the price is going to be $10-$15 a gallon. And it's coming down the pike. And I don't have to say it. We're being maneuvered right into what they want and what they will call the New World Order's global plan that we all are going to be adapt to, or whatever. What's the alternative? I don't know. If you live in California, get excited. California expands Medi-Cal to all eligible adults 50 years and over, including illegal aliens. Oh, bless their hearts. California expanded Medi-Cal to all eligible adults over the age of 50, including illegal aliens, starting on May 1st. Medi-Cal, California's health coverage program for low-income individuals and families, extending eligibility for full coverage to more than 185 individuals who are 50 years of age or older, regardless of immigration status. In other words, you can be illegal, you can be a felon, and still get the benefits. Oh, I got to move to California. We're delivering concrete results for Californians and continue to fulfill the promise of a healthy California for all. And I encourage all those eligible to take advantage of these essential health services, said Governor Newsom. This is an investment in our people, our economy, and our future. But we're not stopping there. California is on the path to expand Medi-Cal to all eligible Californians, regardless of age or immigration status, providing the most comprehensive health coverage in the entire country. Makes no difference what age you're going to be, folks. In 2019, California extended health coverage to illegals 26 and under. In 2021, California began covering illegals over the age of 55. Now they're going to cover the whole state, no matter whether you're legal or not. California is rich enough to come out of your pockets to pay for all the illegals coming over here. They're going to suck us dry, and that's all part of the plan also. Wow. I don't know what else to add to that, Melody. I have no idea. That's just the way it is, and I can't do a thing about it except tell the truth. They're sucking us dry, and this is not by accident.
Well, they have to have a cap on it, because why would they give that health care out to people who have Medicare?
I don't know.
So they
I don't know, Melody. They didn't say that in here. They said be eligible to all ages, regardless of immigration status or age. So, I don't know.
And regardless of the time, we're going to head into a break right now. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul, and we're certainly hitting a lot of topics today, and I was trying to find something on also a break. And I know you spoke about it yesterday, about the Supreme Court, and Louisiana is now going to charge abortion as homicide. That's that's pretty interesting. But, you know, Butch, I don't go on Facebook that often. I go to look to see people post funny cartoons and things like that. So I go and read that. And I'll tell you what, today there's been a lot of things on about, you know, abortion, all from the liberals. Very little comment from pro-life people. And it truly is amazing. It's absolutely shocking, the comments that I see, and from people that I know. And it's like they it's like almost like they have no heart. They don't, it doesn't matter about these babies. They don't care about these
babies. Obviously that's true. Obviously that's true.
They don't care about the life. They care. They think that these people that have abortions because they can't take care of the babies after they're born.
Yeah.
That's their argument. Why bring babies into this world? Well, if you don't want to bring babies into this world, then you keep your knees together, okay?
Hey, that's what my mom used to say. My mom used to say, hold it down between your knees. Okay, all right, go ahead, yeah.
But I mean, I'm shocked. And I've heard, you know, and I didn't think I could be shocked over this anymore because I thought I've heard it all.
Well, the Bible says that there'll be people in the last days will be without natural affection. Well, when the motherly love is no longer there, that's about as corrupt as you can get, isn't it?
I was trying to find something that was, it just really bothered me. You know, I can never find these things. I see so much throughout the day, and I never see it and so forth. And I wanted to share it with you because it was so... Well, I got to find it first.
Well, I mean, even in nature, mother birds and animals fight to protect their young. From the time their eggs are laid until they are hatched and mature, they fight to protect their young. We're supposed to be the highest of all creation, and we destroy your young and think nothing about it. It's just unbelievable.
It really is. But, here it is. The comment is, read and consider. It says, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when life begins. It doesn't matter when a fetus is a human being or not. Now, this isn't me, folks. This is coming from the other side. And it's just shocking to me that they even post things like this. That entire argument is a red herring, a distraction, a subjective and unwinnable argument that could not matter less. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about a fertilized egg or a fetus or a baby or a five-year-old or a Nobel Prize-winning pediatric oncologist. Nobody has the right to use your body against your will, even to save their life or the life of another person. That's it. That's the argument. You cannot be forced to do it. I mean, denying women the right to abortion means we have less body autonomy than a corpse. This is what they think.
I know. It's in that, with that natural affection.
I
they
mean,
lose it all.
It
they
doesn't
it all.
Matter? About that little baby's life? It doesn't matter. Huh. It just threw me for a loop today.
I don't remember the exact numbers, but I know the state of Maryland proposed a bill to kill the babies after it's born up to a certain age, but I can't remember what it was. It's, you can find it somewhere. But yeah, there's no conscience. When a conscience becomes seared, what the Bible says happened, and God said, give them to reprobate minds, so they can never have a chance to be born again or become a decent person because they're reprobate. Folks, we're discussing something here that's brought a curse on this land. 2 Kings 24, verse 4, will tell you what happens to a people that does this. Read it for yourself. 2 Kings 24, verse 4. Unbelievable, Melody. That just makes me angry and makes me want to cry at the same time.
I know. It just bothered me all day long. And it really bothers you when you don't know the people. But when you the people,
yeah.
It's just like... I just don't understand how anybody could not think that it doesn't matter. Anyway.
Well, there's, like I said, no conscience. But anyway, yeah, we've been doing that for a long time. But we'll move on to that. But
all right.
Biden begins buying back oil to refill strategic reserve, will send gas prices back to record highs. And this article, this guy says, frankly, when I read this heading, this headline hitting me just, frankly, when this headline hit, we just assumed it was a mistake, but it's not when you read it. So just 6 weeks ago, after President Biden unveiled the greatest, most massivest, if you want to use such a word, democracy-saving plan to release millions of barrels of oil from the strategic preserve, then marked to bring down price of gasoline, which I didn't see it do a thing, by the way, at the pump for Americans, which was crushing his approval ratings, as the average Joe's pocketbook is eaten alive by Biden inflation. CNN reports the Biden administration plans to seek bids this fall to buy 60 million barrels of crude oil, the first step in a years-long process aimed at replenishing America's shrinking emergency oil reserve. Melody, 60 million barrels is a drop in the bucket. You know that. I don't remember doing anything. Maybe drop 2 or 3 cents. I don't remember that ever doing anything to stop it. And I don't know if this will bring back record prices, but we're already hitting record prices. You don't have to bring them back. They're already here. I mean, what can I say? $4.15 for us in this state is a record price where I live. Now, maybe not where you live, but it is where I live.
Well, it's certainly here, too. Ours is over $4.25 for gasoline.
So, folks, there's no fixing this in any way we see it right now. None. But here's one that I read after reading all the times Southern Cal is going to take more money to pay for this, all this socialized mess for everybody in the state. Prices going through the roof, and Shell making more money than ever before in history, and you know, and but this Melody will love this one. Property taxes on U.S. houses rose $328 billion in 2021, report finds. I know Melody loves that.
I just love it.
Unsurprisingly, the spike in home values meant the property tax collections increased in 2021 compared to 2020. And folks, it's not done yet. According to information compiled and analyzed by Adam, a real estate data analyst firm, Adam's researchers have reviewed property tax data for nearly 87 million homes in the United States and found that $328 billion was levied and up 1.6% from $323 billion in 2020. Property taxes increase when property values go up. Now, here's a kicker. I ain't never seen it go back down after it went up. Have you, Melody?
No.
So, what boils down to is you're going to pay more rent to the state you live in, the county you live in, to keep your home. Doesn't it make you feel good that the house you worked and slaved for 30 years and finally paid off, that you're now going to pay off? And once you get once the prices go up on taxes, folks, they won't come. If your house will drop half in value next year, your taxes won't come back down.
No.
So there you go.
I mentioned this to someone a couple of weeks ago, and their comment was, "Gee, I never thought about it that way. When I was telling them, you never own your home. You could be kicked out any time you get sick or whatever, and you can't pay your taxes when you're
absolutely.
Old. You get kicked out of your home for $100. They'll take your home for $100.
And they've done it, folks. They have done it. People that couldn't even walk in wheelchairs.
Yep.
You see, this bureaucracy has no heart. It has no soul.
No.
They don't.
It doesn't. And then... What Biden is going to do, I saw this article. I don't know if you talked about it yesterday or not, but the U.S. Department of Education, they approved about $6.8 billion in student debt relief for more than 113,000 borrowers.
Yes.
Did you talk about that yesterday?
No, I didn't. I didn't talk about it, but I saw it. No, I didn't.
It's like, hello? And this is just the beginning. The DOE says we'll average about $60,000 per borrower. Is being given after Biden made changes to the program in October, under which nonprofit and government employees can have their federal student loan debt forgiven after 10 years or 120 payments. Well, the debt forgiveness will come as a relief to those who qualify. It's a small amount, but he's still going to do more. He wants to give $10,000 worth of student loans per borrower.
My young son just paid off his student loan a few months ago. He'd been paying it for years. Well, now, how he feels about that?
Yeah. Forgiveness of $10,000 per borrower would clear loans for 15 million borrowers. I don't want to pay for other people's education.
I don't either. And those that paid off their own loans, that would make me angry if I paid off whatever it was, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. I just paid off, struggled along to pay it off, and then from now on out, it's free. That isn't right at all.
Hey, if they're going to forgive the debt, let them show it on their credit report for the rest of their lives. That they defaulted on the debt, because that's what's doing it. They're defaulting on the debt.
You're making too much sense, Melody.
Go ahead. I had to get that off my chat.
I don't blame you at all, and there's so much more to cover. We're about out of time, but I'll try to get this in. Folks, we are going to a worldwide global social credit system. I said we, all of us, are going. Vienna is also becoming a testing ground for a Chinese-style social credit system. But folks, Bavaria, Germany, and Belgium have already, their plans are already going in force. And we're going to go there also. The Chinification of Europe is spreading like a virus as European cities, one after the other, seemingly pushing the Chinese social credit system idea forward. It's not only in Bologna, Italy, that digitally monitored social credit system is in a pipeline. Similar projects are planned about Bavaria, Germany, and Belgium, but they have not progressed as far as Italy, and now a so-called Vienna token will be tested in Austria's federal capital, Vienna, in the autumn, this coming fall. Every citizen of Vienna will be offered an app that will reward their behavior with Vienna tokens. Those who save CO2 get points. The pilot project should have started in 2020, but was not started in autumn 2022. It's not the first, but is certainly the biggest intervention to date by the globalist and citizens' way of life. Wollen Bleck wrote, good behavior will be rewarded, but how long will it be before dissenters are punished? As in Bavaria, the environmental footprint will be the cover of the environmentally conscious capitalist. TKP blog reporter said that the city of Vienna is planning a digital bonus system which rewards environmentally conscious behavior with free access to cultural events and using an app. That app recognizes when you travel on foot, by bike, or public transit. The CO2 savings compared to the car journey are then converted into tokens, which can be exchanged for a QR code and grants cheap admission to public events. During the pilot phase, the token will be called culture tokens. After the app has been tested and is made available online, the entire Viennese population will be known as a Vienna tokens. According to TKP, the University of Vienna is conducting research on the social credit system in China. The project, obviously titled Engineering a Trustworthy Society, is being funded by the European Research Council over 5 years with more than 1.8 million euros. So there you go. You be a good boy and you save, and you save, you cut back on your consumption of the environment, and you'll get Vienna tokens. Well, one day you may get Baltimore tokens or New York tokens or Charleston, West Virginia tokens. I don't know. But if you go by foot or bike public transport, you're going to get tokens. You get discounts. And yes, there'll come a time that if you don't do these things, you're going to get punished also.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Here we are. I mean, here we are. I mean, I don't want to say, and I don't know how to make it any clearer than that. One last article very quickly. Do you remember, and you're not old enough to. No, if you, back before we went into Vietnam, we had troops over there training the South Vietnamese Army. You remember that? We sent people to train them. You remember that, don't you?
I do.
We did the same thing in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we did, we got involved in the war, didn't we?
We did.
U.S. ramps up training Ukrainian troops while still rejecting proxy war label. We're sending troops into Germany and other places now to train Ukrainian forces to fight against Russia. And folks, that's the next to the last step before we get involved in the war directly. Take it to the bank. We're on the verge of a war and possibly a World War III that we do not want to see, but I see it coming. Mel, we're going to be out of time in a second. Anything you want to add?
No. 1-800-375-4188. Get prepared, ladies and gentlemen, in all ways. And we're here for your financial preparation. So it is scary times, and we'll be back tomorrow, though. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.